Now, a big part of aging is dealing with health challenges like brittle bones, heart disease, and dementia, which are all commonplace in later years. But what if I told you that researchers are working on ways to reverse these symptoms of aging simply by taking a pill? Now, researchers from UNSW and Harvard are treating mice with a compound called NMN and boosted levels of hydrogen sulfide, replacing two naturally occurring molecules that contribute to frailty and circulation and capacity to run in old age. It's a huge development in the battle against aging. And joining us now to find out a little bit more, we have Dr. Lindsay Wu, Senior Lecturer in the School of Medical Sciences at UNSW. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right, good morning.
Now, how significant is this development in the fight against anti-aging? Could it be the thing we've all been searching for?
Yeah, look, I mean, the findings that we've had from the lab have obvious application. We can take old mice and restore their blood vessel function and their blood vessel density in their muscles. And we see, for example, that old mice can run 60% further on a treadmill.
Wow.
And so what that could mean is that we could improve the quality of life of older people. You know, the implication is very obvious. We could have older people with better muscle function and, of course, better energy, able to move around more and take part in everyday life.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now, in our intro, I mentioned something called NMN and hydrogen sulfide, neither of which I actually know what they are. Could you explain a little bit more for us?
Yeah, sure. So the first compound, NMN, is a naturally occurring metabolite. It's basically a vitamin. It's present inside every single cell in the body, and it's used to make a compound called NAD. Now, this is a vitamin that's used by 40% of the reactions throughout the cell. So it's an incredibly important vitamin, and its levels decline naturally with old age. Now, the second compound you mentioned, hydrogen sulfide, is basically rotten egg gas. Now, surprisingly, the small amounts of this compound we find are beneficial during old age. We know that both of these compounds on their own can extend lifespan, at least in animals in the lab. And here we've shown that we can improve muscle function using both of them.
This is amazing. This is absolutely fantastic. I think everyone's going to start moving to Rotorua, though, to suck up all that hydrogen sulfide and try and get some naturally occurring goodness into their body. How long have these tests on mice been going on?
Yeah, look, this particular study's been going on for about 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
It was started by the lead author, Abhirup Das, who's a postdoc in the lab. He started the project at MIT in Boston and brought it over to UNSW. So this has been going on at UNSW for about 4 years now.
This is amazing. Now, I know that mice are kind of the animals that we test a lot of medical theories and medical practices on. Are there any plans to expand the trials? Would we see human trials anytime soon?
Absolutely. So I can tell you that human trials are underway right now for the first compound called NMN.
Wow.
And that's looking exciting. So we're hoping to get this approved as a drug to treat disease. Unfortunately, aging itself isn't recognized as a disease. What we'll most likely do is look for, try and get these drugs approved to treat specific diseases of aging. So, for example, frailty or rare diseases that happen to occur during old age.
Absolutely. They are kind of all side effects of old age, so it makes definite sense. How soon do you think we could see this commercially available?
Yeah, that's a good question. It just depends how the human trials go, and we can't really predict that. I think it would be safe to say within 5 to 7 years.
Wow.
Given where we're at with those trials already.
Wow. And do you think that this could help people? Is it more beneficial for people who are approaching old age or people who are well into their old age? Would this work better on someone who's, say, 60 rather than 90? Or would it be just as effective for older Australians?
Yeah, it's a good question. So there's other work using these molecules for a whole range of diseases that occur during old age and, in fact, that occur during youth. So it's not necessarily something that will apply specifically to old age, although that's the ultimate goal and the ultimate application. So as I say, what will most likely happen is that you'll be treated for, let's say, type 2 diabetes, and your doctor will prescribe this molecule. And the side effects of that molecule will be that you live longer, and we do see that animals that receive this compound late in life do live longer and healthier life.
Wow. This is amazing. This is just the coolest side of science, in my opinion. Dr. Wu, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much.
That was Dr. Lindsay Wu, Senior Lecturer in the School of Medical Science at UNSW, talking to us about a new wonder drug for kind of a whole range of things. Incredible, incredible applications there. I cannot wait to see how this drug affects everybody's lives kind of in the next 10, 5, 7 years, however long it takes to hit the commercial market. I think it's going to be something big though.